Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people break through the barriers that are preventing them from expressing their own genius. So I am super excited to introduce Alex Keenan. Now, Alex is a public speaking and communications consultant who helps business owners and purpose-driven professionals get their message to the people. Now, she takes the ick out of public speaking with a down-to-earth approach that builds confidence and poise by tapping into clients' own creativity and sense of humor. Now, having spoken everywhere from courtrooms to conferences to comedy bars, Alex shares the secrets to speaking in a way that's powerfully authentic. Well, welcome, Alex. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks, Wendy. It's exciting to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people step into their power during their public speaking, which is almost like it's oxymoron, right? You know, step into your power, public speaking, that doesn't really seem like it could match, but it sounds like you've figured it out. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, you know, I think that we can find so much freedom through public speaking. And so it's really a joy to be able to do this work and help people get there.
Yeah, well, there's a huge need out there for that, because I think it's one of those top of the list fears, public speaking, right? I've heard it over and over and over. So, well, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own consulting practice?
Well, I actually had a career in law, which I worked really hard to get there, and then got there and found that it was a bad fit for me. I'm not a fighter. I am a builder. I'm more interested in the stories than in the little details. And so I practiced law for about 6 years, and I got pretty burnt out. So I'm glad that I did it. It helped me discover my superpower, my ability to help people tell their stories. Mm-hmm. But I eventually realized that it wasn't a sustainable career choice for me. So I took a leap. I just walked away and said, you know what, I'm going to give myself time to feel a little better. And then I'm going to figure out my next step. And at one point, someone suggested to me, you are good at public speaking and you're good at working with people. Why don't you run a couple of workshops and see what happens?
Wow.
So that's exactly what I did. I ran a few workshops. People really liked them. And so I started offering more. Over time, people asked me to work with them one-on-one. And one day I said, well, I guess this is what I do now.
Huh, that is great. It sounds like this one person was, really the tipping point for you to go into this line of work. You knew that what you were doing wasn't working for you. Yes. And that wasn't fulfilling, and it was not meeting with, you know, your objectives. But thank goodness, right, for this one person that said, you know, Alex, you're really good at this and you're really good at that. Why don't you do this? So, and the pathway started opening up. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so amazing how a few words at the right time can change
there
the
you
entire
go.
Trajectory of someone's
yes.
life. Yeah.
Words are power. And that is, your mantra, right? So how long have you had your own consulting practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I've been doing this for about 3 years.
Okay.
And I think my mission and vision has stayed fairly the same in terms of my fundamental philosophy, which is helping make this fun and easy and something that can empower people rather than terrify them and make them want to run for the hills. I have definitely branched out over time. So I've started offering more ways to learn, and I've had to really force myself to get creative in the way that I train people, primarily due to COVID and not being able to work with people in person. I've had to get really creative and overcome this mindset where I thought this has to be done in person. You have to be in front of a live audience or it just doesn't work. And I surprised myself by finding out actually there are really powerful ways that you can continue to train someone and get them out of their comfort zone, even when we are all separate. But the emphasis on fun has always been there in my normal life. I am an improv trainer, a teacher and performer. And so that plays a big role. And I think it has only played a bigger and bigger role, I would say, over time, as I've become more comfortable with the way that I train people and have learned how powerful that approach is.
Yeah, totally. And that's really how you have probably been so successful at tapping into people's own power. Because if they learn to rely on, you know, the essence of who they are instead of some script, that's when people stand into their strength. So yeah, that's great that that's been a kind of a continuous pillar to your philosophy, is incorporating the fun and the improv. So obviously there are certain speaking subjects that are not intended to be comical, right? So I'm sure application is more of an internal, like a mindset or something. So, well, we'll learn more about that as we go here. I don't want to get too far ahead of our process here, but have there been any, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your consulting practice?
I'd say the biggest roadblocks for me have been internal. I come from a very, I would say, humble background. And so for me to be stepping into this world where I am depending on myself, not just to get through, not just to put my head down and work hard, but to step into the spotlight and say, you know, I have something really valuable to offer. And to embrace the opportunity to be paid and to be paid well for this, because I bring value to people, that was something that I really had to work hard to accept, especially coming out of a career where I was well paid, but I was hurting. And so I started to associate, well, if I make money, it means that I have to be grinding myself into the dirt. And so I think it's really been a lot of the money mindset and coming to embrace the fact that I can love what I do and I can also make a good living at it. Right. And those two things don't have to be in conflict, and where I come from doesn't have to limit where I'm going.
Right. Yeah. Now that is, and that's really common for a lot of entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, when they start out, you know, especially coming from a role where they were working within another corporation or for an employer where they were one part of it. And so their one skill set was important, but in coaching or when you jump into business for yourself, then it's all you, you know, it's the whole you. So that's when those limiting beliefs do come up. So, well, what have you done to overcome that, you know, money mindset? Can you share maybe one technique that's helped you?
Well, I do mindset work with my clients. And so sometimes I just have to turn my techniques in on myself. And yeah, so a lot of that work that I do with people, getting over fear of being seen and of getting in front of people and sharing what they have to offer, is there are a lot of stories that we tell ourselves about who I am and what my value is and what other people think. And this is true and this is true. And it's getting those stories out into the sunlight and looking at them and saying, is this true? First of all, and if it is true, what can I do about it? And so it's examining those stories and understanding that they are stories. They're not objective facts. You know, it's the narrative that you create to explain your life. And so that has been a big part of it. And I think the other part of it has been surrounding myself with people who force me to question those things and remind me what I have to offer. I have a friend I call my business wife. She also runs a business. And so we text each other and check in with each other every day, cheer each other on. And she repeatedly, on a regular basis, reminds me that I have something wonderful to offer. She is a past client. She's benefited from what I do. And so we just cheer each other on.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love that. It is so important because, you know, let's face it, you know, as an entrepreneur or a coach or a consultant, we're kind of on an island unless we do reach out and create this safety net or this support system. So yeah, that's powerful information. So yeah, thank you for giving us a little insight there as to what you've done. And obviously, Alex, you're, you know, truly an expert at helping people gain that confidence and that poise while delivering their message through public speaking. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. Yeah, it is definitely a different skill set. And I work in the world of persuasion, but mostly what I work on is getting people to get closer to your side, but the closing process, the convincing people to commit is a very specific skill set. And it's one that I have trouble with because I have a lot of respect for boundaries. I don't want to be that pushy person.
Right.
And especially the people who I work with, the people who come to me as clients, often have a lot of fear around what they're getting into. And so there's a lot of hesitancy to commit to that process and to have to face those fears. So it's that stage where I've brought people in, they're interested, they're excited about the possibilities, but they have that fear of committing. And my challenge is getting them past that to the point where they say, yes, let's do this.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And you're definitely not alone there in just not wanting to be that pushy salesperson, right? Nobody wants to be forced into something. And it's interesting because you shared a little bit of your background coming from the field of law and, you know, the courtroom scene, and they're trying to get the jury to see that the person is innocent or guilty. So you're being persuasive. You're trying to present in a way that is forcing an opinion. And I think some of that negative energy that you really didn't like about the law industry or that work might be tainting your outlook in this situation. I think there's maybe a bleed over there, if that even is a word. I don't know. I make up words all the time. So, but I think that might be something that is creeping in to not want to be in a place where you're forcing somebody to make a decision. So I would love to give you a little insight around this if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So people are, at least in my mind, they have so much fear around public speaking, but if they're coming to you, then they must have an awareness that this is something they need to do. Right? I'm guessing.
Yes, generally.
Okay. So it's not like you're trying to convince somebody to do public speaking. They already know that it's something that they have to do or that they should be doing in order to further or to support their cause or to provide that inspiration or influence to others. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure that first off, because you have to be talking to your ideal prospective client, somebody who is already within the boundaries of needing, you know, the support of gaining that confidence and poise in public speaking. So it sounds like that's a yes. And when you have this enrollment conversation with them, one of the things that's really important to do that then will lead to the inspiration and the confidence to want to take the action to work with you is to ensure that through that conversation, you've illuminated for them, because sometimes we lose connection, right? When we're in a conversation, certain circuits unplug and we don't remember. But if you help them connect to what is at stake when they go up on stage or when they're behind a mic or when they're leading the room, they have the full responsibility to deliver this message. And what is the reason for the message? What is the outcome? Why? Why are they doing this? What is on their shoulders to accomplish by this message? And oftentimes these are leaders. I don't know what the backstory is on these people in terms of why they need to do public speaking, but usually the last thing people want to do is to not get their message across in a way that is inspirational or provides their audience with the clarity or whatever the outcome is, right? They want them to be inspired to take action or have knowledge or, you know, be able to do their job better, whatever is the outcome. And so during the enrollment conversation, if you take the time to really illuminate with your prospective client, what's at stake? What's at stake if at the end of the talk, you've invested all this time in prep, all this time, and you're nervous up there, and because of the way that you're speaking, you're not really stepping into an energy that's making that connection. And the people walk away and they're like, all right, well, where do you want to go have lunch? You know, it's just like, boom, it didn't make any difference, right? And so you help them gain the clarity around what's at stake. And when you do that, then they realize, boy, it's time. It's time to really step into a different skill set and really take ownership of, you know, a new mindset and really be able to get up there and deliver in a way that does have that outcome that I really want. So does that make sense?
It does. And I think what you said that really stuck with me was this idea that they are doing this for a purpose. And most of the people I work with are very, very purpose-driven. They have strong values. They have things that they want to accomplish in the world. They want to leave a legacy. And I think that's key, because once I get into working with someone, it's all about that purpose and what they are trying to accomplish and how they get there. And so bringing that into the sales conversation and reminding them how much closer I can bring them to achieving that purpose.
Right. Yeah.
Is so key. And then you said taking ownership of it. And that I think is the other piece, them stepping into their own leadership and taking responsibility, taking ownership of that bigger thing that they are trying to accomplish in the world.
Right. Yes. So,
and knowing that how well they do at this will determine success or failure. That's huge. Yeah.
It comes down to that 30-minute talk, you know, as to whether it's going to really have that outcome or not. And so, boy, wouldn't you rather be standing in confidence and have your poise and deliver the, you know, not poison. I said poise and. Have poise and deliver the message.
Right.
And so that builds the desire and inspires the action. So, all right, good. Hopefully that moves the needle for you and makes that next potential client see the value of working with you, because it is definitely something that, like I said, public speaking is right up there with one of the top fears. I don't know anything else that is for the masses up there with that fear. So you're taking the fear away. That's huge. And I'm curious here, we've been in this pandemic for now, oh my gosh, over a year, right? There is light at the end of the tunnel. I am totally optimistic, but it has had a huge impact on people in their work, their businesses, their, you know, gosh, how they conduct business. Can you maybe share a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Absolutely. Well, to begin with, everyone is doing their presentations online now, which is an entirely different skill set. You're juggling different considerations. You're trying to keep people's attention when you're fighting against Facebook and email and their cat and their kids and their lunch. You're fighting against so much. And so there's a whole different skill set involved in keeping people's attention and in getting your own energy through that electronic conduit that connects you to them. And so I have really switched focus to teaching people how to do that. And if I can give your audience just one little tip for connecting better on Zoom
for
making their own lives easier. A lot of people don't know about this. Some people do, but for those who don't, this might change a lot for you. Okay. There's a function on Zoom called hide self view. So you don't have to look at your face the whole time you're in a meeting. Other people can still see you, but you can't still see yourself. You're not obsessing about how your face looks and how your hair looks and how you're sitting. Right. And you can really focus on everyone else and be more connected to them.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So, yeah. So if you were looking at your own little picture there on the Zoom screen, you hover over that. There's a blue square with three dots. You can click on that and choose hide self view, and you will not have to look at yourself anymore.
Oh, that is awesome.
Because we don't sit around in meetings or giving presentations looking in a mirror, and it's so distracting.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally. So I have been helping people with their virtual presentations. I've also been working more with teams to help them have better meetings and connect better virtually.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, because it has been, I'm sure, really frustrating for business leaders and anybody who is trying to talk in front of a whole crowd, and people are, you know, easily distracted with the mobile devices or prompts and that kind of thing. So yeah, I can see where the work that you do is really has been really important during this transition. So hopefully we'll be back in front of people and leading from the front of the room again, shortly, maybe.
Hopefully.
I don't want to put it out there too much, but hopefully I'll just say it that way. Yeah, well, Alex, how do you work with people who want to finally get great at public speaking and do it in a way where they do feel confident and do have that sense of ease? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, well, the first element of my approach is progress, not perfection. And so mostly the people I work with are not aiming to be professional speakers. They are people who need to speak within their job or for their business. They want to expand their audience, get more attention, more credit for their ideas. Mm-hmm. And they just want it to be easy. They don't want to spend 12 hours in a week preparing to give the quarterly sales numbers. You know, they just, they want it to be easy. They want to be able to move on.
Or maybe podcast hosts, you know. Like,
exactly. You just
I may be calling you after this, Alex, but
that would be amazing one day.
Okay. Yeah. So progress versus perfection. I like that.
Yeah. And so what I do is I work on, first of all, mindset. And so we dig into mindset. What is getting in your way of doing this? And what is getting in your way of practicing so that you can get better? And I also offer, what are some ways that we can make this fit into your life? What are some really simple tweaks that we can make so that you get a quick win right now, so that you can make your next presentation 25, 30, 40, 50% better? Mm-hmm. And then once you have that win, you are motivated to keep coming back and keep working on it. And we can get as sophisticated as we want, but we start with those quick wins.
Nice.
And Yeah. And I love to bring in people's creativity. So I mentioned improv before, and people get a little freaked out when I talk about improv, because they say, well, I'm not funny. I can't just be funny on the spot. And that's not what improv is about. It's not about comedy. You can have dramatic improv. What it's really about is it's about being in the moment. It's about exploring what's real and trusting yourself. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the exercises that I do, it's not about being funny. It's almost never about being funny, even though the outcome might be that you say something really funny. Mm-hmm. But it's just about learning how to think more quickly on your feet and to trust what's coming out of your brain.
Nice.
And to be creative, to have fun, and to let whatever happens happen.
Yeah.
And not to stress so much about, oh, I forgot my line. I paused for too long. What are people thinking about me? It's just, how can I be in this moment? How can I connect with my own brilliance? And how can I connect with the people in front of me and what they need from me right now? Mm-hmm. And so I like to make it kind of an organic, client-centered process of, what do you need? Do we need to work on your content and your message and getting clear about all the messy thoughts that are in your mind? Do we need to work on those stories that you're telling yourself about how other people see you and are judging you, which is probably not really happening? Do we need to work on your voice and your body and how you can just be more engaging and get people's attention? Mm-hmm. And it's just about, how can we just really creatively work with you as a person and find your style and be the best version of you that you can be in any given situation?
Nice.
So my concept of powerful authenticity is about just that. It's not authenticity in the sense of I'm going to get up here and tell you, oh, I'm so nervous and I don't think I have any idea what I'm talking about. It's bringing those parts of yourself that are going to connect with the people in front of you. And it's being aware of what's going on for you and aware of what's going on for them. So you can meet in the middle and give them what they need in a way that's authentic for you.
Right. Oh, wow, I love that. I love so many things that you were saying. I mean, I was jotting down just some of these things, like the quick wins, you know, the creativity in a sense of just trusting and, you know, being that, you know, that whole you, that powerfully authentic person, but yet that doesn't mean saying these things that, oh, my hair is probably a mess, or, oh, I know I'm wearing this dated outfit or something. No, but it's just surrendering to the fact that I am enough, and my message, you know, and being present with the message and being present with the, yeah, I mean, those are just a few of the things. That is powerful. I love, you know, your whole process sounds like it's so thorough, but yet tailored to each person based on what's going on for them. So yeah, that's powerful. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, they could visit my website, stagelight.ca. And while they're there, if they want to sign up for the newsletter, they'll get two freebies. I have two freebies. One is a speechwriting cheat sheet, which is basically a template that you can use to organize your thoughts. You have 20 minutes and you've got to pull together a presentation. You can just put your thoughts into this template and it will show you how to just take your audience on a journey to where you want them to get. That's the first thing. The second is a webinar of 10 ways to level up your online presentations.
Nice. Okay.
And so stagelight.ca is the way they can reach me through that site. They can find me on social media through the links that are on the website.
Social media. So like Facebook, are you on Instagram?
I am not on Instagram. You know what? I've never been able to get into Instagram. Yeah. I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook group called Get Your Speak On.
Oh, nice.
And so I do monthly webinars through that. A lot of interaction, ability to promote your own thing. So Wendy, if you wanted to join and promote your podcast in there, anything that you're doing, if it's an event, if it's a podcast, if it's a YouTube channel, if you've got something where people get to hear your voice, you can promote in that group.
Oh, cool. Get your speak on. Yeah, I love that. So Stage Light, is that correct? Light is L-I-G-H-T.
Yes.
Okay. Not Stage Right. Stage Light.
Stage light. It's in a spotlight.
C-A. Okay. Got it. And so sign up for your newsletter. And when they do that, they're going to have also access to your speech writing cheat sheet, right? That'll be a template so they can, it's like a grab and go. Okay. I've got a talk. I'm going to put this together and wow them in a very short period of time. So it's really the essence of what goes into creating a powerful speech, I'm guessing. Okay, awesome. And then also you have created a webinar where they can get, 10 ways to level up your online presence. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Fantastic. Boy, those are two great resources. So that's stagelight.ca. And also join group on Facebook, Get Your Speak On. All right, fantastic. Well, Alex, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think the key to that is recognizing how most people go through the same thing. I think there was probably a year after I started my business where every morning I would wake up in a panic and think, what was I thinking? I wonder if the law firm will take me back a full year. Yeah. And what helped me was building up a community of people who either are going through the same thing or have been through it and have come out the other end. Well, if there's really an other end of entrepreneurship, right. I think it's an ongoing journey. Yeah. But people who can share with you that you're not alone in this and who can give insights and advice. I find entrepreneur communities are so generous. There is freely asking and freely offering of wisdom, of services, of encouragement.
Right.
And plugging into those communities, I think, has made all the difference for me. Yeah. If I look at my, you know, my bank balance, especially over the first couple of years, I would have said quitting my job was the worst mistake I ever made. But when I turn my focus outward and look at the relationships and the connections that I have made as a result of this journey, people I would not have in my life without it,
right.
It was absolutely the thing that I had to do. And this is the life that I was meant to live.
Right. Yeah, that's great. And just probably right down to when you woke up Monday morning heading into the law office versus you woke up Monday morning to open up your computer and, you know, start pouring into your own business that you're creating, that right there, it doesn't have to show up in the bank account right away.
Exactly.
So that right there is a huge value. So, but yeah, thank you for sharing that advice, insight around just surrounding yourself with those people that they feel your pain and they know and they see the greatness that's within you. And they provide that just next step encouragement. So yeah, powerful. Thank you so
exactly.
much
exactly
for sharing.
Which I think is part of what you're doing with this podcast. So thank you for
yes.
that.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the reason, that is the intention. So, and Alex, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your, you know, successful career in the law field, but you weren't happy, right? It wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't, even though it just seemed like the perfect thing before you got into it, you stayed in it for 6 years. And it's like, this is just not me. Mm-hmm. You took that leap and followed your path. And with the help of a friend, thank goodness for that friend, right? That said, hey, Alex, you're good at this. You're good at public speaking. You're good at helping people. Why don't you go into that business? Why don't you, you know, help people do that? It's like, oh my gosh. All right. And then here you are now with this impactful work you're doing, helping business owners and purpose-driven professionals get their message out, get their message to the people in a way that takes the ick out of public speaking so that they can finally feel their confidence and, well, like I say, their mojo, right? And they're having fun in a way that's just being authentic, powerfully authentic. So I really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was a really fun conversation.
Yeah, great. And for our listeners, again, you can reach Alex Keenan through her website, and that is stagelight.ca. Be sure to look her up on Facebook. Maybe, you know, see if you can join her group, Get Your Speak On. And when you go to her website, be sure to sign up for her newsletter, because it sounds like there are some great resources that she's created for you. And one is that speech writing cheat sheet. And the other is the webinar and 10 ways to level up your online presence. So be sure to go to her website and do that. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Alex Keenan. And as always, here's to your success.